הלכות כיבוד אב ואם. So the halakha writes, a neknas lebakir bebet horav, person comes to visit his parents, which is a mitzvah in itself. Of course, when the parents receive pleasure from their children visiting, every time the child visits, gives the parents a hana'ah, clearly they fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. We learned even if a child writes their parent a letter or a call, a phone call before Shabbat, also to check in, to see how they're feeling, to let them know that they're okay. Also, one fulfills the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. Now we're talking about where a common case, a person goes to visit, let's say, his mother. And right away, his mother says, oh, let me get you coffee, let me get you some cake, let me cut you some fruit. Are you allowed to receive a service from your mother? Really, the law is you have to respect your mother. Now your mother is going and serving you. Are you allowed to receive such a service? So Hakam Avadiyah writes, it's based on Maran in Resh Mem Halakha Chafeh. Umagishim lefanav kibud. They put a kibud in front of the child. Kos kafeh, ogiyot, so on, coffee, some cake. Leshay lekabel miyadam. You can accept it from them. Ahar bakashat mechila mekevodam al shetarchu b'shvilo. But again, with a proper mechila, we say mechila, 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 you know, that you have to talk for me. But of course, sometimes it's the mother's hana'ah to give the child something. Hakam Avadiyah writes, however, the child should not tell the mother, please make me a coffee, or please get me some sugar. Bring me the sugar, bring me this. That would not be respect. We're talking about where the mother's doing it, you know, on their own. Now, this case over here applies to the father as well. If the father is serving the child and it's his hana'ah, of course, the child would say, mechila, mechila, and the tirchat. The father says, no, I still want to do it. Then, of course, it's okay. However, Maran does make a difference if the father's a tamid hakam. The father's a tamid hakam, like a rabbi. Chavar Yassi, you don't have to be the gadol ador. Tamid hakam means according to the generation, meaning he's avrech in the kolel. He learns in the kolel. He's a. You know, he doesn't know the whole Torah like the Gadol Ador, but he's considered in that generation, we would look at him as a Ben Torah. Chaim Avadiyah says it's relative to the generation. That's what he writes in Halikot Olam and Kuf Tandav Kuf Memchet, Parashat Shofetim. Then Halakha says you should not accept it from your father, because already he's a Tamid Hakam. He's besides the father's Tamid Hakam, and that would, the Gemara says, Halshad Dato, that would cause his, it would cause him to, let's say, become a little saddened by this, that he's Tamir Hakam that has to serve his son. However, Hakam Avadiyah does write, Ela le'achar she'yafzir bo lekabel, but if the father was a Tamir Hakam, he insists, Kedeh le'harot she'adabar kashem be'enam al she'torah b'shvilo, v'rak ar hafsara yekabel miyado im bakashat mechila. So when it comes to that then, only if the father insists, where it comes to a regular father, if he says, no, it's okay, I'm muhail, no problem. But here, when it's a Tamir Hakam, say, no, no, you have to go a little more, because he's a Tamir Hakam. But Hakam Avadiyah held that even after if he insists and so on and so forth, then already the child will be able to accept even from his father, Tamir Hakam. Clearly, if it's a choice to accept from your mother or father, it would always be better to accept from the mother, because everybody's chayav in the respect of the father. So in that case, it's much easier. But in again, the case of where the father is a Tamid Hakam, if he insists over and over again, and the father and son ask for mechila, it would be permissible to accept even a service from him.